Thank you for downloading this little audio I've put together entitled The 77 Business Affirmations for Creating Success from the Inside Out. I'm your host and narrator of these affirmations, James Wedmore. So let's get into this. Basically, the concept here is based on the fact that the thoughts that we think and the words that we speak are constantly shaping our view of our world, of our reality. And that, of course, when it comes to business and entrepreneurship, well, that includes your business itself. It includes the industry that you work in. It includes your customers. It even includes your team or your employees. So it can be extremely easy to let negative thinking, negative thoughts affect how we perceive ourselves and, of course, how we perceive the people around us. And this ultimately alters the way that we show up in the world. And it alters the way that others perceive us. So if we truly believe things like, I have to work hard to be successful, like that becomes your belief, or I'm not worthy of this much money, it must become so. It must become our reality. There really is no other option. Now, one of the problems here is some of these limiting beliefs are so hidden that we don't know that we're thinking that. But I want to make sure that you know that you're never stuck, even if you don't know what these limiting beliefs are. We can always change our thinking. And just like working out or going to the gym, it gets easier and the results get bigger the more that we do it. So consistency is key, just like anything in life, right? You must consistently, and at first, of course, it's not easy. It's not natural. It might be a little awkward. It might be a little different, but you must consistently begin to choose new thoughts and let them be the thoughts that drown out those old negative ones. So the following is a collection of some of the affirmations, beliefs, and perspectives or thoughts that I personally believe help to create a foundation for thriving in every area of your life, and that it obviously includes business. I think that business itself or owning your own business is an opportunity for you to create the outlet for the experience of creativity, fulfillment, happiness, and making an impact. So if you find that you are constantly beating yourself up, you're really hard on yourself, because I know I used to be, because you're not making enough money or not getting enough results in your business, or maybe you tell yourself you're not working hard enough, or you are working hard and you're working long hours, but you never really seem to have anything to show for it. I got to tell you, the answer is not to try harder. It's not to push or spend more time working. It's quite the opposite. I always like to use the analogy of the Chinese finger trap. In order to be released from the trap, you don't pull harder, stronger, faster. You actually, it's very counterintuitive. You go in. Right? And that's exactly what we're doing here. So this is your opportunity to let go, to relax for a moment, to kind of let yourself off the hook and give yourself a break. I do believe there is an easier way. I do believe that if you're trying to jam that square peg into the round hole, maybe we just got to find a square hole, and that can be easier than we think. And I do believe it begins by trusting yourself. I don't have the answers. Someone else out there doesn't have the answers. Only you do. And I believe that. So you must begin to trust that within you lies the next step, the next direction, the next idea that will take you closer to your destination. Within you lies the answer to the questions that you have, the power that you seek, and the wisdom that you need to get to where you want to go. Entrepreneurship is a journey. This is your journey. You never get it done. So, you know, we might as well enjoy it now, right? So to get the most out of this audio, I suggest that you use it to simply go for a walk. Stop working. Don't listen to this while you're working. That's not really the point. And just listen to the following messages that I have. Let the ideas that resonate with you become planted in your subconscious mind. You don't really have much to do, right? It's just like a garden. These seeds or ideas will begin to grow in the garden of your mind, and hopefully they will get rid of the weeds. And if you continue to nourish these positive, empowering beliefs with your energy, your attention, your focus, you find that these affirmations really do flourish, just like flowers. and there will be no room for the thoughts that sabotage us or cause you to get in your own way. And if that doesn't make sense, well, that's okay. Again, there's nothing for you to do, but listen, that's it. Nothing else but listen to the audio and enjoy. All right, let's start at the top. Success and prosperity flow toward me in a river of abundance. So I personally, and we of course have all of our own definitions, but I define success as doing what you said you would do as easily and effortlessly as you possibly can. And now, if you think about it, there really are, especially as entrepreneurs, opportunities all around us. Yet sometimes we just get so busy focusing on working hard and being productive and getting more done or fixing the problem or putting out a fire that we don't see these opportunities. This is a super powerful affirmation that success and prosperity flow toward me in a river of abundance, to trust that there are new opportunities around every single corner. Invite success and prosperity to come to you and develop the patience and the awareness to welcome it. I am grateful for this moment and find joy in all that I do. Gratitude is huge. No matter where we are in our day or in our journey, we can always, always find ways to feel that feeling, that deep, true feeling of gratitude right now. This is an opportunity to turn that I have to into I get to. I get to reply to this email. I get to fix this problem. If you want to feel grateful as an entrepreneur right now, you got to realize that the majority of people in the country that you live in are still trapped in a job that they hate, that they can't stand. They have crappy bosses and other employees that they don't like and dealing with rude customers all day. I know, I've been there. They're not fulfilled. Or even worse, they're unemployed, desperate to take any work that they can. Yet here you are, someone who has made the choice and taken that brave leap to become an entrepreneur, to become a business owner, and to work for yourself. That is huge. You have chosen to be in charge of your own destiny. So feel that gratitude right now. Love every single thing you do, the good and the bad. Give thanks and more of the good stuff will come. I am grateful now. I am worthy of true success. I am worthy. All right, if you know how to check your pulse and you have a heartbeat, well, that's all you need in order to be worthy of everything you desire. Because you're alive, you're a living soul. Believing you don't deserve it, believing that you're not worthy, you're not good enough, you're not ready enough, only pushes it away. In fact, that's the thing that does push it away. No one older, younger, smarter, or more accomplished is any more deserving of success than you, period. So friggin' own it. If you desire it, you can have it, but you gotta believe that you are worthy of it, that you deserve it. And most importantly, you can be the shining example to inspire others to what's possible. That should be the reason that you go out and get what you want. I am worthy. What I focus on grows, so I choose to focus on growing my business. So it is said that what we focus our energy on tends to grow. So this is tricky for some people, for most people, but I want to challenge you to avoid focusing on the problems of your business. Things like the refunds, the low sales, the negative comments, the haters. What you want to do is discover, ask yourself, what is on the other side of each of these unwanted things? What would be possible if these problems didn't exist? What's on the other side of the problem? That's what you want to focus on. This is where your energy goes. Focus on the outcome and stay in the solution. The less I do, the more I make. This is one of my all-time favorite affirmations. The less I do, the more I make. You have to start understanding that you are not an employee, and your value as an entrepreneur does not equate to the amount of hours you work or the intensity in which you do it. We are innovators. We bring value to the marketplace through our ideas and our divergent thinking. That has nothing to do with how long we work or how hard we work. How can you begin to let go and do less of that daily manual labor? The less I do, the more I make. How can you automate, create systems, and outsource the tasks and activities that keep you from innovating? My thoughts, plans, and ideas lead me straight to success. This is another one about trust. I love it. Trust your intuition. You know, that gut, that feeling, that voice in your head. Have faith that you are on the right path, your right path, right now. Right now, in this very moment, you are on track, and every thought, idea, or plan is leading you down your path to success. The only time we stray from this path is when we lose faith in ourselves. My thoughts, plans, and ideas lead me straight to success. Opportunities and advantages come with each door that I open. Your net worth is equal to your network. Every new connection or relationship holds with it the possibility for endless opportunities. Complete strangers can become your next business partner. Random emails can become a new employee or a new assistant. And random Facebook connections can provide you the exact resource that you have been looking for. Keep your eyes, ears, and heart open and watch as the new opportunities fall in your lap. I expect to be successful in all of my endeavors. Success is my natural state. It's become a little bit cliche, but it's so true. There are no failures, only lessons. And with this mindset, we cannot fail. So instead, seek progress. Look for momentum and forward movement. Every breakdown has its lesson, its breakthrough. So go into every endeavor with a confident, successful state, knowing that it always turns out, always. My service is a gift to this world, and I feel compelled to share it. You know, Pablo Picasso was quoted for saying, "The meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away." And that is so, so true. So make it your mission relentlessly to get your product, your service, or your solution out into the world, out into the marketplace. Most of the time, the skills and knowledge that come easy to us, the things that are our natural way of being and thinking, these are the things that we usually take for granted. But they are also the things that can help and impact others the most. Make it your intention to share this gift with as many as possible, and do that by focusing on how it will improve their quality of life. I trust myself and know my inner wisdom is my best guide. Again, this theme of trust and trusting your intuition. Every successful business owner and entrepreneur will reveal that at some level, they developed the ability to trust their gut. Begin now to develop your intuition. And it really begins by listening. Trust that your decisions are the right ones. And if you act on them with full faith and confidence, it always works out. So ask the right questions and meditate or ponder, go for a walk or sleep on the question, and wait patiently for signs of the answer that are in your highest good. I trust myself. Money comes to me effortlessly in expected and unexpected ways. Well, it sounds a little too good to be true, doesn't it? But it happens. Money is energy and it's everywhere. So it's time to invite it in. Eagerly wait for it to show up in your life in new and unexpected ways. No evidence is too small or too trivial. Even a penny found on the ground, celebrate every single cent and welcome more to come in. Money comes to me effortlessly. My work makes a difference in this world. Don't ever lose sight of that. My work makes a difference in this world. This is your chance to make a true impact. And every email that you write, every piece of content that you share, every interaction that you have with another individual has with it the opportunity to make a profound impact in even just one person's life. Do not take this lightly, because as they say, with great power comes great responsibility. My work makes a difference in this world. I find solutions to challenges and roadblocks easily, and I move past them quickly. Business is the business of solving problems. So focusing on any problem just keeps you stuck in the problem. And as they say, what you resist persists. Trust that new ideas and answers and solutions come to you easily. Success, money, and achievement are natural outcomes for me. Success can come easy to you. In fact, it already does. Look for other areas in your life besides business, beyond business and money, where success was easy and effortless. Really think about that right now. How did that differ there? How did you show up differently? What was your attitude or state there? Allow that same energy, that same attitude to be projected into your business so that success, money, and achievement become natural, effortless outcomes. My personality is radiant with confidence, certainty, and optimism. And listen, you're talking to a huge introvert here, but there's a simple fact. Others are attracted to charisma. So, no matter how introverted you might feel, let your confidence and positivity shine through and rain down on others. Find confidence in even the smallest of accomplishments that you've had. Feel proud for what you have done. Let your most confident self shine through. I succeed by helping others succeed. Anything becomes possible when you focus on helping and serving others. Feel the gratitude of sending your love, your energy, your wisdom, and your efforts to lifting up others and supporting them on their journey. Nothing will fulfill you more than witnessing the impact that you have on another's life, and begin to trust that there is a balanced order in the universe. What you send out must come back. I attract lucrative, enjoyable, and beneficial circumstances. Just remember here, it always works out. So start today to invite new opportunities, experiences, and lessons into your life. I love and enjoy what I do. Why did you decide to start this business or become an entrepreneur? Take a moment and remind yourself why you chose this lifestyle and feel the gratitude of the freedom that entrepreneurship brings to you. Love every single second of it. The hardest parts are just the drama. They're just the story that you'll tell others. And it's going to be a great story. But as you know, every story has a happy ending. Entrepreneurship is my path of service and prosperity. Your business is an outlet for your self-expression and your creativity. It's a means of serving and supporting others. And of course, it's a source of prosperity and abundance for you. I have created the perfect business for myself. Listen, you don't compare another car's paint job to what your car looks like under the hood. Business is supposed to be messy. It's a never-ending set of problems, solutions, new opportunities. And listen, it never gets done. Declare your business perfect right now and give thanks to every new challenge that will inspire you to step up bigger and grow. I wake up with the best job in the world. Well, that's an easy one, right? Because if you're an entrepreneur, you have so much to be thankful and appreciative for. Start your day with that expression of gratitude, knowing full well that you create your own destiny. You're in charge and you're the boss. And there's no better job than that. I am a success magnet. Remember, money, clients, sales come to me easily and effortlessly. I am a success magnet. I am healthy, wealthy, and happy. Say it with me. I am healthy, wealthy, and happy. And even more importantly, none of these are contingent upon any of the others. I am happy now because I choose to be happy. I have vibrant energy and my business is making me wealthy. I take pleasure in the process. One of my favorite lines is, it's not a problem, it's a project. Discover how you can actually enjoy everything, even the things that you didn't used to like, the things that weren't your strengths. Maybe it's a technical aspect, HTML or coding or writing or any of the other boring details of running a business. Find a way to enjoy and appreciate those tasks now because it's all a part of the process. I am becoming better and better at what I do every day. Listen, it's a journey for a reason. Take one step at a time, and instead of looking for perfection, instead of looking for hitting the pinnacle, being the top of the mountain, or having perfection, seek instead progress and momentum. I am in complete control of my life and my business. Remember, this is your life, this is your business, and you are in the driver's seat. I am in complete control. I fully accept myself and know that I am worthy of great things in life. I accept myself and I am worthy. You are worthy. You are loved. Accept it and invite that which you most desire into your life now. I am always evolving, ever unfolding. This is your journey and every step is a new unfolding. It's a new discovery, a new lesson, a new opportunity for growth. Knowing limits you. Stay in the question. Logic is limiting. I know that's hard for some people to hear, but when you know the answer, it cuts off all other answers to a question. All other possibilities disappear. We lose our flexibility. We become rigid when we start to think that we know it all. That's one of the problems with getting older and having more experience in what it is that we do. Knowing limits you. Stay in the question. I live my life like the ball is already in the cup. Here's a question for you. How would you feel? How would you act? And how would you behave if you already knew that everything that you wanted would turn out just the way you wanted it to? What actions would you take if you had absolutely no doubt whatsoever that your success was inevitable? You see, most of the time, it's our lack of faith. It's our lack of confidence in ourselves, our goals, and our actions. And it's our worry and our stress that becomes the very thing that pinches us off from that which we desire. Begin today to live your life like the ball is already in the cup, like the game has already been won. It's rigged in your favor. My world gets created by my word. Most of us don't really pay attention to what we say. This is your opportunity to actually be more mindful of the words you say and how you say them, and actually do what you say that you're going to do. This includes everything from appointments and promises to, of course, your goals and accomplishments. My world gets created by my word. My thoughts create my reality. Your thoughts are things, and they are the foundation for creating your reality. If you want a better experience of your life, begin thinking better thoughts. My thoughts create my reality. I see fear as the fuel for my success and take bold action in spite of it. Fear is simply false evidence appearing real. It's our ego trying to protect us, and you become truly powerful when you realize that you have nothing to fear. I am inspired and have the power to accomplish everything I need to do today. When you're inspired, there's no need to be motivated, pushed, or forced by some external variable. What you decide you're going to accomplish gets done because it becomes your very natural way of being. Because your energy, effort, ideas, and creativity come from within, and it becomes easy and effortless. I am inspired. I am proud of my achievements. Never, ever lose sight of where you've come. Showing gratitude for where you've come will only help to clarify where it is that you're going. I demonstrate excellence in my business and my life. Create your own vision for excellence. What does excellence really mean for you? What does it look like in your business and your life? And begin to step into it now. Be the embodiment of excellence. My business is set up for massive success and growth. Invite massive success into your life and be ready for it right now. I deserve all the good that comes my way today. Remember, you are worthy. You're worthy because you have a beating heart. You're alive and you have a soul. Accept all the good that comes to you with open arms. I always focus on what is truly essential. It's easy to stay busy working on things that aren't really that important. Remind yourself that your time is extremely valuable. It's precious. So is your energy. Trust that you are always focusing first on the truly essential items that will move you and your business down the line. I have the power to do the most incredible things. You are capable. You are capable of extraordinary things. Look at the arenas in which you say, oh boy, I could never do that. Or no, that's not for me. And start to question that, flip that. What if you were a great public speaker? What if you could write that best-selling book? The power is within you, but it starts with the belief in yourself. I am powerful, capable, confident, and inspired. Choose to be infinitely powerful, capable, and confident now. My business is an adventure filled with opportunity and reward. This is your chance to look for the fun, the enjoyment, and the adventure in everything that you do in your business. Today, I open my heart, my life, and my business to receive bigger blessings. Be open and willing to receive all areas of your life and your business. I expect success, and success reveals itself to me. Expectation is everything. You get what you expect. You don't question that the sun is going to rise tomorrow, do you? You don't worry whether or not you're going to receive air in your lungs the next time you inhale, do you? Treat what matters most to you the same exact way, with a full level of expectation, just like you expect that you'll have your next breath of air, just like you expect that you're gonna see the sun rise tomorrow. Look, when you start to discover that the universe has your back and that it wants for you what you want, you start to get it. So begin now to trust, expect, and of course, be patient. I expect success. My mind has unlimited power. This is your chance to let go of those limiting stories that our parents, teachers, or maybe just like an experience in school that may have been implanted in our brain at a young age. Things like, I'm not smart enough, I'm not creative enough, or quick enough. Those are negative affirmations, and we want positive affirmations. My mind has unlimited power. I am a thought leader in my industry. I am always innovating for success. It's a simple truth. No one's ever going to give you permission to step up and be the authority. And until you do that, you're going to be comparing yourself to everybody. It starts by declaring that you are a thought leader now. Declare it in this moment. Step up and stand out into the spotlight. My net worth is determined by my network. Every relationship contains the possibility for unlimited opportunities. Start building your network of powerful people now and give value to them with no expectation for anything in return. I trust my talents. I trust my instincts. I grow my business with determination and integrity. Remember, it all starts with trust and expectation. More importantly, trust in yourself. I am 100% committed to my goals. Commitment means you're willing to do whatever it takes. So burn the boats, as they say, and commit to all of your goals 100% or get another goal. I transcend stress of any kind. I live in peace. To entrepreneurs, stress is just another word for fear. We stress when we fear it's not going to get all done. We stress out when we fear it's not going to be perfect, right? Begin to become aware of where you are currently stressed in your business and on a daily basis, and find a way to let go of the stress. Trust the process, trust yourself, and live in peace, even if it's only for a moment. My income is growing every single day by doing something I love. Follow your passion. Provide value to the marketplace. And fall in love with the idea that you can be paid to do this. I attract ideal clients and customers with my energy, passion, and purpose. I create daily opportunities for growth for myself and others. Every single moment is an opportunity for a new lesson and a new opportunity. I always take inspired action toward my goal. Inspired action is so much different than just regular action, because inspired action comes forth from that idea, that aha, that moment when you feel like there's no other option but to do this. You're literally compelled or pulled to write that email or make that phone call or map out that next idea. It is inspired action. I am extremely wealthy. It's so easy to look at our current bank statements, how much we did in sales or didn't do in sales last month, and let that determine what next month is going to look at. Begin to get a sense of what it feels like to be extremely wealthy now, because that is what you're creating, and that's what you need to step into now. I approve of myself and love myself deeply and completely. Self-acceptance and forgiveness is so, so important. I approve and accept myself. Today, I model success with integrity in every business interaction. I am always in the right place at the right time. I think they call it FOMO, fear of missing out. Don't let that control your actions or your day. You are right where you need to be. Begin to know that, believe that, and feel the confidence and the peace of that truth. I am the essence of success. I am unique. I am valuable. I am highly intelligent. Listen, we spend so much of our day talking down on ourselves. This is an opportunity to say some nice things about who we are and what we are capable of. What does success really look like and feel like for you? I am the essence of success. Be that essence. Feel that success. I am success. There are no limits to what I can achieve. You are limitless. I am filled with money-making ideas. Enjoy the task of daydreaming. Let new ideas flow through you constantly. My income is constantly increasing. Where your income is now, it's simply a reflection of your actions and your thoughts in the past. But today, in this moment, anything can become possible for your future. So look into the future now. Be excited about the opportunities that await you, the possibilities that await you, knowing that your income, your revenue, and sales are limitless if you choose different thoughts and different actions right now. I am grounded in the experience of the present moment. This is your chance, especially right now while you're listening to my words, to have an experience of what it is like to be fully present and alive and aware in this moment. I am grounded in the experience of the present moment. Every day, in every way, I am becoming a more successful person. Again, it is not about seeking some giant win success. This is a never-ending journey. You want to look for forward momentum, progress, movement in the right direction. I am able to be fully myself and completely authentic in my business. Every day, I feel and display more confidence in myself. Look for opportunities right now to display that feeling of confidence. Think of times in your past where you have been truly confident and exude that now. I am making a difference in this world by choosing to grow your business. Growing your business is simple. For most people, it means reaching more people. The more people you reach, the more people you impact. Make a difference by choosing to grow your business. Successful people are attracted to me. Like attracts like. So spend time with other successful people and it will continue to rub off on you. Let them come to you. Let each successful person be a sign or proof of what is really possible for you. Give them praise and gratitude for being a living example of what you want for yourself. Successful people are attracted to me. I am open and receptive to new avenues of income. I am generous with the money I have, for I know that the law of demand and supply works. For me, money is energy. Money is like a flowing river, and the more we allow to flow out, the more opportunity we have for more to flow in. I deserve prosperity of others, for I know there is more than enough for everyone. Experience receiving money from others just like you receive love. When you receive it, it isn't taking away from anyone else. There is no shortage or lack for someone else's life or someone else's bank account because you have received. I contribute to the world in a meaningful way and I am paid back tenfold. Look for ways every day that you can make a difference, that you can make an impact even in one person's life. I recognize the prosperity in the world around me and I rejoice in it. Look around for examples of luxury, wealth, prosperity, and abundance and share your gratitude. I am open and receptive to all the abundance in the universe. My financial abundance overflows today. What would it feel like to have more than enough of something? What is that like? What does that look like for you? Imagine if that were your financial situation. My financial abundance overflows today. I was destined to be prosperous. I have abundance to share and to spare. I release all doubts and fears and move forward with confidence. Look, we all have doubts. We all have fears, especially being an entrepreneur. So much about what we do is about creating something new, creating something different. It takes real courage to take action despite of these feelings, despite these doubts or fears. I move forward with full confidence.